For all my busy female entrepreneurs out there whose days are packed, who are constantly giving to everyone else, and who barely have time to eat, let alone dream, vision, and work on you, here's a hard truth. Without intentional, sacred space, true mental peace and clarity cannot exist. And without clarity, there is no growth. What if, in just 5 days, you could hit the reset button and realign your entire life and career? I'm so excited to share that doors are now open to my next Claim Your Light retreat, taking place January 26th through the 30th, 2025 in Riviera Maya, Mexico. This is the only retreat that blends business strategy and spiritual development for high-performing lightworker women just like you. This is the sacred space you've been yearning for. This is your moment to step into a truly life-changing experience that will light up your soul and propel your business to new heights. You'll experience brand building, leadership training, and personal growth through sacred rituals, spiritual practices, and expert-led workshops with me on business, branding, marketing, sales, and seven-figure business strategies, all within a luxury backdrop at the Atterio Auberge 5-star boutique resort. I don't mess around when it comes to luxury travel, my friends. Our safe container of sisterhood provides space for intimate masterminding, personal one-to-one coaching with me, and deep connections with like-minded women just like you. And above all, you'll experience the mental peace and relaxation so that you can finally gain that clarity and alignment you've been seeking but have been too busy to find. Claim Your Light includes 4 nights and 5 days in luxury accommodations with your own king-size room with a private pool overlooking the ocean, 5-star locally sourced organic meals, white glove service, business building workshops, mastermind sessions, one-to-one coaching, spiritual rituals, and healing ceremonies with the world's top healers and shamans, breathwork and daily yoga, sacred activations, and the most powerful sisterhood on the planet. Applications for Claim Your Light close November 15th. So if you're feeling the call, now is the time, sister. Visit jessicazweig.com/retreats or follow the link in the show notes to apply and book a call with my team today. That's jessicazweig.com/retreats. And I'll see you on the beach in Mexico, January 2025. I cannot wait to be with you, sister. Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Well, hello, my beautiful spiritual hustlers, and welcome back to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I am so blessed. That's the word that's coming to me right now. Blessed to be here with you. You, the person, the woman, most likely listening to this podcast, whether it's on your walk, while you fold your laundry, in your ear pods, in your car, wherever you might be. I'm just imagining where I love to listen to podcasts. And I know that you could listen to any podcast in the space and you're listening to mine. And that is a blessing. That is a true blessing that you come here, whether you're new. Hi, welcome. I'm your host, Jessica. If you're not new, welcome back, to get your dose, frankly, of permission. Permission to embody the full spectrum of your feminine identity. On this show, we talk about the intersection of business, success, abundance, and consciousness, spirituality, remembering of who we really are here as spiritual beings, having a human experience in a feminine body, and that is a divine gift to be a woman here on this planet, to be waking up right now to the truth of not only what's really happening on this planet, and that it's somewhat of an illusion, but the truth of who you are and the role that you really have to play here. And if you're like me, which is why I titled the show, The Spiritual Hustler, you love to work, you love to make moves, you want to make a big impact in this life of yours, and yet you haven't necessarily felt totally in alignment with the way that the world has programmed us to do that. And we're changing the station, we're changing the channel, we're clicking out of the static noise and density and fear and scarcity and imposter syndrome and competition and comparisonitis to step into a new frequency, the feminine frequency, as I like to call it, to own that we are truly ultimately limitless, self-empowered, designed for joy, and that we get to write our own terms in how we live and how we run our businesses and make money. And that is really the spiritual hustler ethos. That's what I also call being a light worker here. We're here to fuck shit up for the greater good. As I like to say, we are awake, remembered women here on a mission to shift the planet back into a higher frequency of truth, of light, of love. And we can be it all and we can have it all. And that is what this show really stands for. And I'm so excited that you're here because today I want to talk about the quantum leaps that I have taken somewhat behind the scenes that have really catapulted my success as an entrepreneur and as a spiritual being. Now, my success, quote unquote, I put air quotes around success, material success. It's all a projection. What you might consider success might not be what I consider success. Today, I consider success peace. I consider success space to dream. I consider success downtime with my family. The ability to live, yes, in comfort with enough resources to do so. But it's the aim isn't for me money. The aim for me is peace. And when I have the space for peace, that's when I grow. That's when I get more connected to myself and expand within. And the more I'm expanding within, the more impact I know I can make without. And I think that's why you're ultimately here, because you want to make an impact, but you don't want to kill yourself along the way to get there. And while my journey hasn't been a straight line, I've been very open on this show and in my new book, The Light Work, which just hit shelves a couple months ago. The Light Work, Reclaim Your Feminine Power, Live Your Cosmic Truth, and Illuminate the World, now a USA Today bestselling book, along with my first book, Be a No Bullshit Guide to Increasing Your Self-Worth and Your Net Worth by Simply Being Yourself, which I wrote a few years ago as the book that encapsulated my agency, Simply Be, that I ended up selling. I've had a lot of ups and downs, if you will, really great highs and really low lows. And the lowest of my low was in 22 when I hit burnout and really fell into the deepest state of depression of my life, all the while from the outside in, I was quote unquote crushing it. It was the peak of my career, actually, when I was feeling like the most death inside. And if I look back at the last, I would say 10 years of my journey, of my road, and really attuned to the moments where I took those quantum leaps of awakening, of healing, of calibration, of true perspective, it was always when I stepped away. Like really, truly stepped away and spent time outside of my city, outside of my state, at times outside of my country to find myself again. And each of those trips, those journeys, those risks, frankly, because a lot of the time I went by myself, when I look back at the roadmap of my career, it was those moments in my years that I disconnected, truly, fully disconnected. That I came back new, revitalized, clearer, and ultimately not only more filled up for myself, but filled up so I could pour out again. into my next product launch or my beautiful client base or even my husband, and just became a better, more grounded woman in the world. And when I went on my very, very first solo trip, I call them my alone moons. I coined this. I write about this in my new book, The Light Work, as well. I was in year zero. I don't even call 2017. This was back in 2017. That was not even year one of Simply Be. That was year zero. I was building the plane in the air, literally making it up as I went along, had absolutely no strategy, just knew I could help people with their personal brand, started getting clients really quick, amassed a tiny little tiger team of contractors around me. And I was working all the time. I was frankly obsessed with my career. Things were just booming in a sense. But my body was running so hard that I started to feel the fringes fray around my system. And I looked at my husband, I'll never forget it. I was like, I think I'm going to go to Costa Rica alone for a week. And he was like, no, you're not. I was like, well, yes, I am. Let me figure out how to afford it. I know I need to do this. I felt a very strong ping to go alone to Costa Rica. That's all I knew. And I have an amazing husband and he's very supportive. He was obviously like worried about his wife traveling internationally by herself, but he ultimately supported my decision to do that. I remember Googling yoga hotels, Costa Rica. And I found this random blog that had like the top 10 hotels in all of Costa Rica. And I found this place, Bodhi Tree, on the list, which was like number 7. And I remember liking the pictures and never even knowing or hearing what Nosara was, but I just was like, I'm going to go there. And I went there for 6 days by myself and actually had somewhat of an existential crisis when I went there because I had unrooted from the concrete jungle. I was living in Chicago at the time and tapped into the jungle by myself for the first time. I brought with me Eckhart Tolle's A New Earth, and I meditated twice a day, and I did yoga at least once every day, and I was just with myself. And I came back from that trip, and I actually had a really tough time integrating, which is absolutely normal when we completely uproot our environments and go into these very potent spaces that are kinetically connected to Mother Earth, Gaia, and find our connection to her, really. And then come back to our lives. But I walked back into my life after that trip knowing that I would need at least once a year, if not twice a year, to take trips like that. That really got me out of the 3D and into the 5D, as I like to call it. I write about this in my new book, The Light Work, as well. 5D consciousness of pure oneness, pure love, tapping into the heart space out of the mind and really going as deep as I could go into these portals, because I consider Costa Rica a portal to really truly find the truth of why we're here and what we're really truly meant to do with our gifts. And I came back with that clarity and attuned my gifts into my business, and my business doubled. My business continued to expand as I expanded. That's the game. That is the unlock. Your business and success can only grow to the extent of which you grow and continually grow as a human being and ultimately a spiritual being. That's the game. And so I made these trips for myself a ritual, a non-negotiable. The next year I found myself in Santa Fe. I went on a solo moon to the heart of the Native American culture inside of shamanistic spiritual frequencies, tapped out of the day-to-day and got into nature. I saw animals and horses and turtles and frogs and owls and hawks and insects and like my intention that trip was to connect to the spirit world. And I ended up working with a shaman and had another life-changing experience where I actually worked with her to find my power animal. And I write about this in my new book, The Light Work, as well, which is a horse, which is all about freedom and self-expression and unbridled creativity and speed and independence. And also the horse can be pretty high strung and unpredictable and intense, which is me. And that was such a gift and unlock for me to come back and embody more of the truth of who I was becoming as a female leader and a female entrepreneur.
right around that same time, I went to Jamaica. Now, this wasn't a solo moon. I went to a conference actually in Jamaica and went by myself, decided to go all alone, stretch myself outside of my comfort zone. I barely knew anybody at this conference and tapped into this beautiful community, became instantly connected with people who are now my forever friends on the first day. In fact, the first hour of me landing at that hotel and just showing up to a bar and making conversation. And those few people that I met in that moment became my tribe. And that expanded my life within the most potent way, not only in deep friendships, but half of those people became clients. Half of those people referred me to the other people in their network who became my clients as well. And I just continued to see the benefits of pushing myself outside of my comfort zone, going to these sacred sites, and really finding new parts of myself. On my 40th birthday in 2021, I took myself to Ojai, California. I was actually just thinking about that trip the other day. Stayed with me for life. They've all stayed with me. They've become pieces of me for life. And I turned my phone off actually for like a couple days. I needed my phone, real talk, for like navigation because I was, you know, rented a car and had to get around and explore. But for the most part, I was completely disconnected from technology and tapped into really, truly the divine feminine flow in Ojai, California for the first time in my life. And called in some really incredible things. Literally the second I got back on the plane to Chicago, I had been reading Marianne Williamson's book, A Woman's Worth, on that trip. And I took a picture of that book because I was reading it and I wasn't necessarily sharing anything on Instagram, but I remember taking pictures of my whole trip. I had shut off my phone. I was making my way back at LAX, turned on Instagram, uploaded my content, tagged Marianne Williamson in the picture of the book that I took that I was reading at the pool a couple of days earlier. And within a matter of, I don't know, half an hour, I got a DM from the Marianne Williamson account saying, oh, thank you so much for sharing her book. Would you like Marianne Williamson to come on your podcast? I was like, yes. She came on my podcast a few months later. We became dear friends. Marianne brought me into her world and I coached her actually on her brand and helped her host a handful of events. And she's a sister now. And I look back at these trips, these moments, these extremely potent decisions that I made for myself to invest in myself, to know that that sacred space and time and risk to put myself out of my comfort zone as much as the boundaries I chose to wrap myself within so that I could only focus on me, my healing, my body, my mind, my clarity, my connection to Mother Earth in these sacred sites to find new aspects, yes, of who I am meant to be in this world, but really ultimately what I'm here to give, how I'm meant to show up for my community, for my clients, for my message. I wouldn't be here sharing any of this without those attunements. I call them attunements for a reason, right? Because we're here in this station of static, gets really staticky, the day-to-day life of the grind. No matter how beautifully we've designed our businesses and our lives, if we stay in a monotone space and time, the frequency becomes monotone. We can't necessarily hear new vibrations and resonance with what's available outside of what we're looking at day-to-day. And when we actively click out of those stations, physically getting our bodies into new frequencies, we stay stuck. We stay stagnant. We can't upgrade. We can't elevate. We can't activate and ultimately expand into our next level. And I think that's really what propels our greatest joy is when we are growing. And when we are in our greatest joy, that is our birthright. That is the ultimate frequency. In fact, the only reason we came here is to experience joy. We become magnetic. Joy is what gets us into alignment. And when we are in alignment, that is when things start to flow. And you all know that my greatest upgrade, literally DNA cellular upgrade unlock into my highest alignment and joy, was my trip to Egypt, which I've talked about extensively on this podcast. It was the cornerstone through line of the entire book, The Light Work. I have committed my life's work to always traveling, not just traveling to travel, but traveling to intentional sacred sites with specific spiritual powers within these portals on planet Earth with the intention to unhook from the static, to unhook from the 3D and tap into the truth of what this planet is really here to offer us, which is why I've decided to host my own experiences. This is really truly why I've been so compelled and called to bring women along with me into sacred sites like Santa Fe. I've been taking women on retreats for years and years. I've been to Bali. I've been to Costa Rica. I've been to Italy. And the last few years, I've taken my Claim Your Light sisters through my Claim Your Light retreats to Santa Fe, one of my absolute favorite places in the world. I actually brought that shaman in that showed me my power animal was the horse. Shout out to Michelle, really gifting my community with these incredible experiences that have activated me. Nashville, I hosted a Claim Your Light right here in my home city, Nashville, which for the record, Nashville is a full-on vortex of feminine frequency codes and Mama Earth Gaia activations. There's no place like Nashville. And my next one is in Riviera Maya, Mexico, right outside of Tulum, one of the most activated portals when it comes to the ancient Mayan culture. And it's coming up in just a few months, and we are over halfway full. And I just know that the women that are going to jump in, that are going to close this retreat out, are divinely meant to be there. There really is nothing like traveling in a container of other women who are all making this commitment to their highest frequencies. That creates a compound effect of your expansion and activation. For 5 days at Claim Your Light, we come in as a set of individuals and we leave as a collective of sisters. And you know, I talk about sisterhood a lot. It's like a word that I cannot stop saying. I have a whole chapter in my book. I'm really in the lightwork land. I've been talking about this book for almost a year now, but frankly, my favorite chapters in the book is the chapter on female friendship and the power of sisterhood and what it really means to be a sister with a capital S, not a little s. Like, we're not playing like little girl hashtag women empowerment. We are showing up as women, knowing that we are all fucking sisters because we are all daughters of Mother Earth. We all have a collective job to do, and we are all connected in this great, beautiful sisterhood tree. And every single one of us is essential to the mission of recalibrating this planet back to the feminine frequency. And that requires us to tap into our own unique power. And you really can't do that in a vacuum. You have to be in containers of reflection and empowerment and generosity and safety and love and true support. And frankly, you guys, that shit, you can't put a price tag on that. That is literally invaluable. Going to beautiful experiences and beautiful locations is, of course, invaluable in its own right. But when you travel in community with like-minded people who are on your wavelength professionally and spiritually, that's the quantum leap. Now, I also will say that I like to travel in style. If you know anything about Bodhi Tree, if you look at where I stayed in Ojai or where I stayed in Santa Fe or where I even go when I'm traveling in Nashville, if I do my retreats here, staycation, I don't fuck around when it comes to luxury. And this next retreat is going to be my most luxurious of them all. I really believe in the power of environment. We are staying at the Iterio Auberge Boutique Resort. It's a 6-star resort. Locally sourced organic food from regenerative farms, clean water, sustainable, eco-chic decor. Every woman's getting her own private room with a king-size bed, a balcony, a hot tub and pool looking over the ocean. It's a very small property, so we'll basically have the whole place to ourselves. I'm bringing in shamans. I'm bringing in healers. I'm bringing in expert guest teachers on marketing and branding. I will be leading strategy, messaging, business modeling, how to scale, how to take your business to 6 to 7 to multi-7 figures in revenue. Everyone's getting one-to-one coaching with me. I don't really do one-to-one coaching anymore, but this is the space where I offer it. It is truly the best thing that I do. I love all of my programs, but to be in person, to be in a sacred space, to be across the world, surrounded in an environment like this that has such high frequency of spiritual activation and ley lines of consciousness, there's nothing better to do that with a bunch of women that you fall in love with, that become your friends, your sisters, your ride or dies for life. That is what I create at my Claim Your Light retreats. And so whether you're coming to Claim Your Light, and I hope you are, I'd love to meet you. You can book a call with me and my team. It's right there in the show notes at jessicazweig.com/retreats. Or you don't. I highly encourage you to prioritize disconnecting, to changing the fucking channel, to attuning to a new frequency outside of your environment, ideally somewhere potent, ideally somewhere beautiful, ideally somewhere nourishing, to embody more of your truest frequency, which I know is limitless abundance and ultimately joy. When we're in those frequencies, we get into alignment. And when we are in alignment, we are unstoppable. And that is what I want for all of us, all of the spiritual hustlers in this community. This is what we deserve. This is how it's supposed to feel, easy, in flow. And it's okay that we get stuck in the muck of the 3D daily grind. And the way that we remember again and again is when we step away and pour into ourselves with no apology, even if your husband's going to give you shit for it. No apology. You deserve it. This is what we're here at this inflection point in humanity as women to come home to. And I hope you come home to it with me in January at a Terrio Auberge in Riviera Maya, Mexico, January 26th through the 30th. And if you're feeling that call, now is the time to book your call because we're over halfway full. All right, my beautiful souls, have an amazing rest of your week. And I will see you on the next episode of the Spiritual Hustler podcast. Bye, guys.